piss on Pete. Yeah. Frank on Pete, what the heck is going on in your show?
That's a good question. I have no idea. They're Andy trailer hits. Well, I can't understand a word those dogs are saying over there. I think they're doing their own radio show, Andy. Well, I know they got the microphones. I know they got a backdrop. I don't get it. Well, I think we're going to have to get the dog translator screen on, and then we'll figure out what they're saying. I think it's a new show that they got. I think that's a good idea. Pete, get it going so we can know what they're talking about here. All right, here we go. When does it kick in? It should have kicked in already. Alright. Oh, I gotta turn the volume up. Here we go. Okay. Should be good.
Now let's get back to our show. Sniffing Butts with Rex Rover Balls.
That's very interesting, because when I sniff a girl's butt, I
can't think of one time, whether it's at a park or somebody's apartment or house, where the lady, you know, the female dog, has been offended.
Well, I once time was, I got bit right in the right.
No, never.
No.
Well,
I can't
maybe
believe
once.
That because I mean, we've all been bitten.
Yes.
We've all had those tussles.
Well, Ido, what do you think?
I think it's okay. I mean, if you see a bitch you like and you wanna, you know, go after her. I say,
why don't we ask one of our lady friends, Kitty, the golden retriever over there? Have you ever been offended when?
Oh yes.
When a male dog has just inadvertently come up to you and just started sniffing your butt.
Gone for my butt. Well, sometimes it's quite flattering, but sometimes it's so aggressive that I just, I try to run away usually because I'm a golden retriever. But it can get like I don't know, my master.
Okay, so it depends.
It depends. Sometimes it's wonderful, you know, if I like the dog.
Hot tamale.
Yeah.
Let's hear from you, the Chihuahua. Hot. We know you're kind of a horny dog. I mean, let's be real. When you sniff,
I see a
girl's butt.
I just see a bitch. I want to sniff her butt.
Okay, you can't say that.
Can't say what?
No.
Yeah, why not?
No.
Yes, you can.
Maybe you can.
You can say
okay,
bitch.
Okay, whatever.
You can say bitch on the radio.
Have you, because you're a little more eager, a little more appreciative, or whatever, than some of us. You just barrel through there. I've seen you at the park.
What can I say? I like their smell. Uh-huh. I like the way they look. I like the way they drool. I like the way they pant. I like the way they act. I like the way their tails
wag.
What can I say? I like to hump them too sometimes.
But Kitty, what do you think? What do you think of Hot Tamale's attitude there?
He's the kind of. He's the kind I was telling you about it. Irritating. Mm-hmm. You know, and I've nipped at some.
Like sometimes.
I'm
sorry,
Hot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't.
Well, I hear that sometimes. Let's after we take a commercial break, why don't we talk about humping legs? No, human. Human or the dog of your affection. It doesn't matter. It's just it's a different kind of thing. And we're going to talk about whether or not this is considered sexual harassment.
Amen.
Because we want to keep this, you know, to where we're not called in to the shelters and so forth. Right.
It's natural. I mean, I see a bitch.
Yeah, we'll be doing that pretty soon. But I hear some cattle coming in. I think it's time for trail mix. Yeah. Yeah, it's the cow time. Cow time. All right. You Australian shepherds, you healers, you other guys, feel free to chase the cows. I mean, that's what you're here for. Yeah, let's get on with the show. Yep. Split the breezes.
Well, hey, you dreamers. It's that time of the week again, kids. It's that time of the month, ladies. It's that time when all us mountain men, women, and children round up the cattle, get back home, and get ourselves some vittles and lovin'. Woo-wee! Yes, sirree. It's time for Peter Gunther's Trail Mix.
The bakery from across the street got in my nose. Yeah, we carried our letters down the street with the wrought iron gate rose. I went home and listened to Jimmy Rogers in my lunch break. At the shop on the corner and went straight back to work. Oh, Sam was up on top and I was on the bottom with the V. We went for lemonade and Paris buns at the shop and broke for tea. That's it. From the lady, and I cleaned the fan light inside out. I was blowing saxophone on the weekend in a down joint. What's my line? I'll have to be cleaning windows. Take my time. I'll see you. Number 36. Again. What? letter 26. I will be right tomorrow. I just buy a toner and a 3D bit in a windowsill here.
This organ is one of the most wonderful examples we have of how carefully God planned everything for a particular purpose.
Oh, I don't get you.
Well, when a man and a woman are married, Bob, they love each other very much. And in showing their love, their instinct is to embrace each other as if to try to become the one person God intended them to be. Well, son, so closely has God connected our emotions with our bodies that this embrace by the husband and wife arouses in each a great desire for physical oneness. And that's exactly the way God planned it. For the penis of the husband actually passes within his wife's body. Now, that's what we mean by being one physically.
Gee, is that what happens when people get married?
That's right. Now, when the penis has entered, it ejects a fluid which contains the seed, or the sperm, as the doctors call it.
Well, is that the seed that helps make a new baby?
You bet. But here's the important thing to understand now. All those changes in our bodies which make a boy into a man, well, they don't happen overnight. Some of them are going on inside you right this minute.
Golly, Dad, what changes? Oh, you mean the electric razor?
No, you rascal. And don't let me catch you monkeying with mine for another couple of years yet. No, Bob. Well, what I'm talking about now is the fluid that contains the sperm or the seed. It's formed in two little sacs beneath the penis, which we call the testicles. Now, one of these nights, before very long, you may find that some of it passes off in your sleep.
Oh, but, Dad, that's wrong, isn't it? I mean...
Oh, no, son. It's not at all wrong. Now, it's true that to waste the seed deliberately, to do anything knowingly to make it come, is a very grave sin. Because God designed that secretion in a man for one purpose. To be, well, like one of his raw materials in the creation of a new life.
Makes you think, hot tamale, a little?
I feel bad.
Yeah, we could learn a lot from those humans.
We sure can.
You know, it's one reason why I listen to Trail Mix every Sunday night.
I can see why.
On Pinecone Radio.
There's a lot of wisdom on that show. Yeah. I should stop humping legs and sniffing butts, huh?
Yep.
Boy. You know,
yep.
I'm going to turn over a new
That's
leaf
right.
and stop humping and sniffing.
Yep, it's a sin.
I know. Now I know. Hey, guys.
Well.
Guys.
That's why I tuned into their program for you, their hot tamale.
Rex, can I say
What do you got
something?
To say there? What's that, kitty?
I just wanted to put my paw on hot tamale's
yep,
shoulder.
Just to make puppies. That's right. It kind of takes the fun out of it, I know.
Yeah, but he means well.
But, they are a bit more evolved than we are.
Yeah. Mm. Get that red lipstick back inside there. Sorry.
How do Americans feel about themselves and their country on the threshold of a new decade? According to the national polls, the basic answer is clear. There is a rising tide of discontent in the land, deep concern about inflation and energy, distrust of cherished institutions, and worry over the country's prospects. There is no reason to doubt that conclusion, and Jimmy Carter himself has endorsed it in diagnosing a national malaise. Disillusion and cynicism, helplessness and apprehension were the words they used to describe the national impact of the decade. Things seem to be out of our control. Inflation is like cancer. You might contain it for a while, but it starts growing again. I have a gnawing feeling in the back of my mind that we are close to the edge. I don't see how we can continue the way we did the last 10 years. It really scares me. I know myself, it's a day-to-day struggle just living. I have a house with electric heat, and I'm going to freeze. My husband has been in a carpool since before the energy crisis. Then the man comes on TV and says, we're wasting everything. It really makes me mad. You can't walk freely the way you used to. They don't just rob you anymore. Now they gotta beat you up. It's horrendous. Too soft. I don't think anybody likes it but the criminals. My faith in experts has been hurt this year. 3 Mile Island destroyed it. This was founded one nation under God. Now it's every man for himself. Person for
himself. The children in Japan sing this song while dancing and imitating raccoons, who beat on their stomachs in time to the beat of the drum.
Just popped in an old porno from around 10 years ago. The music's kind of funny and the story's kind of slow. It's called Dropping In on Debbie Lynn, and I'm sorry it's been so long, but I'm back and Debbie's eager. Forgive me all my wrongs. When you get into your 40s and love's eluded you, no wife or kids to lean on, and the hugs are all too few. When they're breaking up the old gang and your pals have no time for you, self-love seems to be the thing to find the time to do. Debbie Lynn's still looking good. She's got all the boys. I'm back to being alone again, but she's still willing to share her toys. I'm so tired of relationships where neither know where we are. Let's still come crashing down to reality at the rubber feet of my VCR. Getting to your 40s and love's eluded you, no wife or kids to lean on, hugs are all too few. When they're breaking up the old gang and your pals have no time for you, self-love seems to be the thing to find the time to do. So don't beat yourself up for again being so weak. Depending on your skeletons in a closet full of peak, just be glad you didn't tape over Debbie Lynn and Jill and Sue. Next year the tape might break and Debbie Lynn may drop in on you. So when you're getting to your 40s and love seems to have eluded you, you got no wife or kids to lean on, or the hugs that seem too few, when it seems they're breaking up the old gang and your pals have no time for you, remember, self-love seems to be the thing to find the time to do. To find the time to do.
Deliberately. To do anything knowingly to make it come is a very grave sin. That secretion in a man for one purpose.
She don't like her eggs all runny. She thinks crossing her legs is funny. She looks down her nose at money. She gets it on like the Easter Bunny. She's my baby, I'm her honey. I'm never gonna let her go.
He ain't got laid in a month of Sundays. I caught him once and he was sniffing my undies. He ain't too sharp, but he gets things done. Drinks his beer like it's oxygen. But he's my baby and I'm his honey. Never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves,
we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. She thinks all my jokes are corny, convict movies and make her horny. She likes ketchup on her scrambled eggs, swears like a sailor when she shaves her legs. She takes a licking and keeps on ticking. I'm never gonna let her go.
He's got more balls than a big brass monkey. He's a whacked out weirdo and a love bug junkie. Sly as a fox, crazy as a loon. Payday comes and he's a howling at the moon. But he's my baby, I don't mean maybe. Never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. In spite of ourselves.
This is Pinecone Pete, and we're going to give you the playlist of tonight's show. It's about time we hit the trail and get back to the bunks and, you know, get ready for another day. We got them doggies to take care of, you know, all you doggy dreamers out there. Anyway, what did we just hear? Let's go through the playlist, shall we? We just heard John Prine and Iris Dement singing their song In Spite of Ourselves. Aren't they a lovely couple? Before that, we heard a Peter Gullerud instrumental of his version of Can't Help Falling in Love. A little bit of cows there at the end, didn't you hear him? Before that was another song by Peter called Dropping In on Debbie Lynn. What a romantic song that one was. And before that, I'm Scared, But I'm Optimistic. That was from back when Jimmy Carter was president with Peter, his friend Dirk DeRose, and his sister Joan Gullerud. Way, way back. And before that, Van Morrison, the Van the Man with Cleaning Windows. Yes, indeedy. Anyway, split the breezes, cowpokes. You doggy dreamers. Hit the sack and get ready for more original shows right here on Pinecone Radio, 100.9 FM. Good night.
Oh, but, Dad, that's wrong, isn't it? I mean...
Oh, no.